There are two questions on the report set out on the blue paper circulated this evening. I will ask each member who has submitted a question if they wish to ask a supplementary. Members should ensure that their supplementary questions are genuine questions and not speeches. Supplementary questions must arise directly out of the original question on the or the reply. So, Councillor Andy Simmons, question one. Do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
What will the council tax increase mean in practical terms for the households in Southwark? And will the Cabinet Member guarantee that the council will continue to protect our most vulnerable residents through council tax relief?
Thank you, Councillor Simmons, for your supplemental question. I think it's a really important question to ask about the affordability of council tax, particularly the council tax increase that we are putting forward tonight. I would like to assure members that we've taken this matter very seriously. 82% of residents will see a council tax bill of less than £1 a week, and crucially, those residents who are in receipt of council tax relief, will 70% of them will pay no more than 20p each per week. With regard to the future of the council tax relief scheme, I can assure members that it's absolutely our intention to continue with the council tax relief scheme. Indeed, we are considering the scheme and thinking about ways we may be able to improve it in the future. We have an organisation called Policy and Practice looking at the scheme, and a number of members are working with me on that to look at how we could simplify the scheme and how we can look at best practice from other boroughs to make sure that those residents on the lowest incomes are able to access that scheme as simply as possible. I think it's important to also note that we also continue to run our hardship fund and our Southwark Emergency Support Scheme to ensure that our lowest income residents are given that help that they need.
Councillor Kerslake, do you wish to ask a supplemental question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'd like to thank the Cabinet Member for her response and also take this opportunity to thank the officers who worked so hard preparing the budget and particularly responding to our questions in scrutiny. Given the funding crisis in adult social care that the Cabinet Member describes well in the context of Southwark, I'm sure we're all interested to hear about the offer that's been made to Surrey Council to deal with their budget resource issues. And I was just wondering if the Cabinet Member has been invited on behalf of Southwark or if any other councils have been invited to talk about a similar offer for Southwark.
I'd like to thank Councillor Kerslake for her excellent supplemental question. Unfortunately, no, I'm afraid we have been given no such reassurances by government as Surrey Council seems to have received that we will see any great benefits from devolution in the future. I think there's still a lack of clarity really about quite what sweetheart deal has been done for Surrey County Council. Some sort of pilot on devolution, but clearly with something that gives them enough comfort that they feel that they do not need to make a significant council tax increase, whilst we still wait to hear what impact devolution of business rates might have in London. There's no indications that we're seeing that the sort of excess of business rates that are collected in London as compared to the funding that we get from government in London will be able to stay in London. So it will be very interesting as time goes on to really see the detail of exactly what Surrey has been offered. I think it is particularly galling for us here in Southwark when what we have been offered is, of course, the opportunity to increase the council tax precept for adult social care. And in Southwark, a 3% precept on the council tax raises £2.7 million. The highest indeed in Barnet is £4.5 million, but Surrey can raise £18.9 million from the adult social care precept. It simply doesn't seem fair that they are then able to benefit from sweetheart deals that that boroughs like ourselves are not able to access.
Thank you.